You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's Thursday, May 9th, and I'm reflecting on the recent events and things that took place at the Boardroom Show over the weekend. It's an amazing thing to get together with people who are so passionate and excited about surfboards and the act of surfing and its details included. It acts as some kind of a waypoint, kind of like a birthday, putting a benchmark in the timeline every year, driving down, thinking about things I've learned, thinking about things that I've failed on or things that have gone wrong, and just the lessons gleaned throughout the year. I think it was the 8th show I've been a part of exhibiting, and not sure I've missed one that they've had. It's candy for kids. I mean, I love surfboards and those kinds of things, so it makes sense to attend. But the best part is seeing people that perhaps you only see once a year. So making that effort just to connect with thoughts with people, even if it's once a year, is such a treasure. I think of those shows and how to show the boards that we've been working on throughout the year, and ones I'm excited about sharing with, and perhaps quite having conversations with people interested in going down certain paths and covering enough bases. I really like to build what I believe in and things that I'm trying, using, and enjoying myself, and then understand to a deeper level. I had an art direction of how I think the booth should have looked and laid out, and actually built a bunch of multiple pieces that would tell a story nicely together. But I began to think what it feels like to be standing in that large arena, the exhibit hall. It's immensely tall. Fluorescent lighting is overpowering. It's noisy. It's hard to have a communication at a normal auditory level. So you end up almost shouting to each other. And that's just the nature of the show. But I know that every time I'm there, which I enjoy, and the conversations are valuable and treasured, all I can think about is wanting to be at the beach. Being around surfboards all the time, just how can you not surf when you're around them all the time? I think it's a responsibility, and that fascination needs to be cultivated. And that's personal preference, but I love surfing, and being around boards all the time, you can't help but need to go surf too. It led me to think, what a beautiful time to remove ourselves from this environment of shiny objects, and man, there are some beautiful surfboards there. But you have so many together in one place, they almost get overlooked within 3, 5, 10, 20 boards. It's not more of the same thing, but the differences and details included can be, they can lose their nuance. So the concept was to, I put a bench, took out a large part of the real estate within a small booth to sit down, pick up a notepad, start the conversation writing a thank you note to surfing. And it was maybe a bit of a different take, but the goal was to have people just reflect on what surfing's meant to them, what it's added to their life, whatever it is, whatever comes to mind. And interestingly enough, it was quite difficult to do. And I really thank everyone who took the time. And I'm going to read through some of the thank you notes to surfing that came up. What's fascinating is how untidy some of the handwriting is. How some of it goes across the page instead of along the lines. How some of it is off the cuff and some so heartfelt. I'll be quite honest, half of the spelling is wrong. Not that I'm a judge on that, I can't spell, but yeah. The legibility is at times very difficult. We wrote the notes, most are anonymous, and that's great, and pinned them up onto the back curtain of the wall, and created an art piece that grew as the show went on. So thank you for everyone who came by. Thank you to the old friends that I got to reconnect with, new ones I've met, customers who have reported back on their boards over the year that it's been working, people that placed new orders. Thank you to Scott Bass and his efforts putting the show together, and all the presenting sponsors. Thank you to Visla, to everyone involved that helped make this happen. So, in no particular order, paging through these little notes, listen to what people had to say. Thank you, Surfing, for giving me a refuge from the insanity of life and helping me see my Creator and Father God. Thank you, Surfing, for keeping my mind and my body healthy. I can enjoy you with my family and my friends and those I don't know yet. Thank you, Surfing, for showing me a great time. Thank you, Lord, for showing me surfing. Thank you, Surfing, for endless beauty and fun times, for meeting new people, for saving my life. Wow. Thank you, Surfing, for connecting me to the ocean, for giving me so many supernatural experiences, for giving me something to do with my hands, creativity, and boards. Thank you, Surfing, for being my passion for 40 plus years. The handwriting in this is just beautiful and bold and large, free-flowing. Thank you, Lord, for the ocean and the fun it's given me. Thank you, Surfing, for making me stoked every day. Thank you, Surfing, for giving me the best life, for the time in the ocean, and all the adventures and great people I've met. Aloha, Joe. Thank you, Surfing, for keeping my body and mind healthy, constantly pushing my curiosity and sense for detail, and making me a happier husband and father, Jamie. Thank you, Surfing, for keeping me present in the water. Thank you, Surfing, for being part of nature, the swell, the movement in our world. Thank you, Surfing, for keeping me connected. I'll start that again. Thank you, Surfing, for keeping me connected while out of trouble and in trouble all at the same time. Buddy Travis Reynolds. This is kind of a note to me. Thank you, Surfing, or Donald. Don't ever know where to begin and how much you have done for me. Would never have gotten into this amazing craft if it wasn't for you. It has changed my life, Jason. Yeah, Jason, thank you, buddy. He's a talented craftsman and came across my path many years ago, and we've spent time shaping boards and foiling fins. And when someone respects the details involved and goes about it the right way, it's such a pleasure and a joy. Yeah, Jason. Thank you, Surfing, for ocean magic. I love how simple and sweet that is. Not that I'm a judge on these answers, but you know what it is? It's the way it's written. And I still think that you can tell a lot about how somebody perceives things and how they they say the way you do something is the way you do everything. So to me, the handwriting almost tells more of the story than the words. This is beautiful. Thank you, Surfing, for making beautiful boards for your fans and surfers in Japan. That's from my Japanese distributors, Masaki Yamakiko, Eminem. Yeah, if you're in Japan and looking to get a board, California Classic do such a beautiful job. And how neat they wrote this in Japan too in the bottom. I'm imagining it says the same thing. Arigato. Thank you, surfing, for the best life anyone has ever had on planet Earth. Wow. Written by Jeff Douglas. We had a beautiful conversation that I'll treasure forever. And yeah, such a respected shaper and a wise human in my eyes. Always enjoy spending time with Doc. Thank you, Doc. Thank you, surfing, for showing me the world, meeting incredible people. I think that says love, Damo, and that was a joy to meet Damien Hobgood. Thank you, surfing, you've made my life wonderful. Sunset Bob. Thank you, surfing, for giving me a place to get out of my head. Well, that's a discipline. Giving me something to do with my life, Nick. Being a gift, an escape, a challenge, an anchor, and for pointing me towards something bigger than myself. Incredible, really. Beautifully written. Thank you, surfing, for confidence, never-ending joy, the feeling of being one with Earth, beautiful people, and much love. Thank you, surfing, for my life, my passion, my release, my love, my desires, my pains, my therapy, my sanity, and insanity. You tear away the bad, and you feel the good. You keep giving, even when I mindlessly take. Thank you. Michael Arnold, another dear friend and talented shaper. Wow, those are beautiful words. I'll read that last part again. You tear away the bad and feed the good. You keep giving even when I mindlessly take. Wow, that's an evolved perspective. We can all learn from that, I certainly can. Thank you, surfing, for the lifelong love affair without expectation. Well, that's unconditional love right there, isn't it? Surfing, I'm sure my life would never be complete without you. You've taught me so much. I'm forever grateful. Thank you, surfing, for bringing peace, deep inner soul cleansing, and a sense of wonder. Love to the sea. Kari. Thank you, surfing, for giving me every good opportunity I've ever had in life. That's from Gary Larson. I only know that because I recognize his signature. What a talented shaper. Made so many good boards, and I know that signature inside and outside from all the Hobies. Thank you, surfing, for opening my eyes into what is possible to ride on a wave. This is beautiful because it's so short but so poignant. Thank you, surfing, for being fun. WS. Thank you, surfing, for making my day. Thank you, surfing, for teaching me about the ocean, nature. Scott McLeod. Murdout Surf Swords. I think that's what it said. Thank you, surfing, for keeping me sane. The biggest design challenge of my life, AW. You know, I can't read this, but it talks about the good times. Sorry, I missed that. This one's funny. 5'4" by 17.5" by 2", asymmetric for the win. Slightly more tuned up nose. That's a comeback customer, actually, a team rider Noah. And he's drawn the board as it's supposed to look. Get you dialed in on a new one, buddy. I like those dimensions. Thank you, surfing, for getting me into trouble and keeping me out of it. That's come up a couple times, hasn't it? Thank you, surfing, for helping me beat depression. Thank you, surfing, for giving me a way to express myself. Dear surfing, thanks. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the countless mornings spent under a still sun shining from above. Thank you for the waves, Trevor. Thank you for giving me life, Twig. Thank you for giving me purpose, giving me a reason to get up in the morning, for showing. For showing me what it means to live. I love you, surfing. Sorry, that handwriting is terrible, but it almost looks like it was painstaking to write. And I'm sure it was. Thank you, surfing, for always giving me something to look forward to. Well, that's just a handful, and I read them at random, but I'll post them up on Instagram only for you to see the detail in the handwriting, the nuance. But it seems clear, and I feel it in my own life, that the surfing act and this privilege we get to share, this relationship with the sea, with the craft, and with each other. I think to sum it up, reading through all these people's perspectives, being part of the show, thinking about my own journey, surfing is just such a gift. I had a long conversation with Britt Merrick, and you know, the whole messaging behind their brand is that surfboards equal happiness, and essentially you look like you're only building toys for the beach, but you potentially creating a world state that's happier, and thus is affecting world change. So do what you're good at, do what you love, use surfing to be part of that journey. If you're fascinated by this thing, spend a moment to be grateful. I think a position of gratitude was always going to we can't return void. So I want to say thank you to all those who I've met and get to work with and work alongside in the surfboard family and the surfboard life, and I'm so grateful. I'm sure you are too. Spend a moment thinking about what you're thankful for towards surfing and what you're grateful for. Thank you.